Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What drew you to set the novel in the western suburbs of Sydney at the time of these events? What does it add to the narrative?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I set it in the western suburbs because I live here and I know the landscape better than anything else. But funnily enough, when I started to research my topic further, I realised that Parramatta, where the text is primarily set, is the absolute most appropriate place in Australia to set it, because Parramatta is so hung up with all of our history of boats. Like, so it's the place where the boats could go no further in colonial times. It's the place where Pemulwuy and his Indigenous warriors fought the boats back on their own boats. It's the place where, you know, post-World War II migrants who came by boat settled, and later on where a generation of, or multiple generations of refugees who, many of them who came by boat to Australia, have settled. So it actually, to me, was the quintessential appropriate place to set this book. But it was also appropriate, I think, because I wanted to write a book about a history with the boat that involved many different generations of migrants, and that involved an exploration of the way that different generations of migrants see each other. And again, there's no more appropriate place in Australia, I think, to set a kind of book that wants to engage with that topic.
Now, in your research for the book, did you come any closer to finding out why Australia has such a paradoxical relationship with migrants and immigration? Did you come to a deeper understanding of that yourself?
I think that all of these debates are incredibly complex. And a lot of times the media glosses over that complexity. It's very easy to understand these issues in sound bites, but what you really discover when you get into the research is that our relationship with the migrant and migrants' relationship with one another is much more complex than anything than it is at all portrayed by the media. I've incorporated in my book a lot of the sound bites from the Tampa crisis, because I think at that time, and still, we understood the kind of refugee crisis that we are dealing with in those kind of sound bites. You know, for example, the book goes into all of the metaphors of water that Pauline Hanson and the right-wing politicians often bring up, this idea that we are being inundated or flooded, or that there is a tsunami of refugees constantly waiting off the shore of Australia. But in reality, I think things are much more complex than that, and that's what fiction allows you to explore, something way beyond those kind of media sound bites.
Now, the novel's protagonist is a retired builder, Antonio Martone, who is a migrant himself to Australia but is quite unsympathetic to the plight of refugees. What made you decide to use Antonio as your protagonist? What made you decide to go down that route?
Again, because I wanted to write a much more complex story of migration and our attitudes towards migration than I had seen. It was actually a book that I had looked for. So as somebody whose, you know, family are post-World War II migrants, you know, of Italian and Greek origin, and as somebody who's kind of been highly involved in different generations of migrant communities, I have always found that there are a lot of unsympathetic attitudes towards migrants amongst the migrant community. And I'd never seen anybody really talk about that. The only thing I could find in my research, and I did a huge amount of research over many years, was Christos Tsolkas has written a few essays for the Monthly on it. But it really is an issue that I think deserves exploration, particularly when you look at, for example, the latest census. The latest census shows us that it's almost 60% of Australians now are either migrants, the child of at least one migrant, or are married to a migrant. So, you know, when we talk about the kind of anti-migrant sentiment that increasingly exists in Australia, it's not just the domain of this kind of mythical Anglo-Australian person who, you know, is a direct descendant of convicts. Those kind of people in Australian society are increasingly rare. So we need to talk about this this other side of migration.
It's a really interesting thing to explore. And as you said, that you don't see that side of the story told very often. And it is quite encouraging to see people exploring that side of the story and of the narrative for refugees and for migrants. Now, this sounds like an amazing book. What's next for you? What's the next step for you?
Well, I've actually got a play coming out in 2 weeks.
Wow.
My first play. I adapted my last novel called The Incredible Here and Now for the National Theatre of Parramatta, and that's going to be on stage from the 13th of July.
How exciting.
Yeah, very, very different art form. The more I work in it, the more I realise it's totally different than novel writing.
It is. It's a whole different kettle of fish, I can imagine. Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. This is an amazing book. Best of luck with the play as well, Felicity. We'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.